I guess, Augusta, and then to up to Dillard. You know where Dillard, Georgia is? Well, Dillard is that whole place. I think it refers to natives like myself, born in Florida, and I think he got the name of Florida Cracker.
I wonder where that term comes from.
I don't know where it comes from, really.
That's odd. I don't think anybody does.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just something that somebody said and it got going.
Yes, sir. Say someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him. You might say, he calls up and say, hey, will you be ready soon? You might say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes or so or something like that.
And say you know you're on the right road, but you don't know the distance. You might stop at the service station and say, how
far is it down to so-and-so?
So get you just to, again, say some words. This part of your body would be your
forehead.
And all this stuff would be your
hair.
Do you have full growth under here? You'd have a
beard.
If, when you were coming up, did most of the men have beards?
No, my granddaddy had a beard, but I didn't see many beards then. I saw mostly mustache. My dad had a mustache and always wore it until late years.
Kind of like
yours there, and he always wore it.
That's odd how those trends, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This would be your
ear.
Yes, sir. Which one would this be? That'd be your
left ear.
And so this one would be
right ear.
Say you were mumbling, somebody might say, oh, take that gum out of your
mouth.
You might say, I don't like this shirt, but it's too tight in there.
Too tight on my neck.
This part here that you swallow with, what do you usually call that?
What do you call it? I can't call it.
You ever hear of calling Adam's apple or goozle?
Yeah, Adam's apple. Yeah.
You ever heard of calling it the goozle?
Well, yeah, I have heard of that, but the Adam's apple mostly.
And you might say, I couldn't talk because I had a sore
throat.
You might go to the dentist and have him take a look at your
teeth.
The part that your teeth are attached to the
gum.
You might have to feel like
fill a tooth.
And this part of your hand would be
a palm.
And these two would be
fish.
When you people sometimes they complain, you know, I'm getting stiff in my
back.
But what would you call any of those places there where arthritis or something might get you? You know, it gets you in.
Yeah, in the joints.
Talking about arthritis, is that to you? Is that the same thing as rheumatism, or is that?
Well, yes, I would think so. I'm not sure of that, but I think that's about the same thing. There's several different kinds of arthritis, I think, that attacks the joints and other places that. In the body.
If I understand it, it's not really a disease of old age either, it's young people.
Oh yeah, young people, you know, get disabled from arthritis, yeah.
The upper part of the man's body, he called it his
chest.
They all want to have broad.
And shoulders.
Let's see,
hands.
Is that what they used to measure horses?
Yeah, they used to use measure. They call